On Monday, the U.S. Commerce Secretary announced that another 35 projects will be funded with federal stimulus money to expand broadband internet access across the country. One of those projects will put high-speed broadband internet in almost every public library in Alaska. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
Oh, we are very excited. This is great news for Alaska.
That was Alaska State Librarian Linda Thibodeau reacting to the news that Alaska is getting $5.4 million to fund a project to install a broadband network that will link up 104 public libraries across the state. The project is being called Alaska OWL. The OWL stands for Online with Libraries. Thibodeau says expanding high-speed internet access to all libraries is an important priority for the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development. Thibodeau says a provider for the broadband network has not yet been determined, but work on that project will begin immediately.
As soon as we can get some people hired who will assist us with the project and put the request for proposals forward, we're going to be beginning to roll this out. And we won't be able to do all the libraries at once, so it is going to be over the timeline of a couple of years.
While the federal funding totals $5.4 million, the actual projected cost of the three-year project is $8.2 million. The project includes $2.9 million in matching funds, $1.6 million comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and $250,000 from the Rasmussen Foundation. Thibodeau confirms that all public libraries in Alaska have internet access, but many of them lack high-speed broadband access.
There are so many services and products and things that are moving away from non-internet-based dissemination that it's so important for people to be able to get to the internet to use. And the public libraries, we think, are a great venue because they're open to everybody. They're free. No one has to. You don't have to pay charges. Anybody who wants to can come in and use them.
In many communities across Alaska, the public library serves as a community center, and the new project will create computer centers within those libraries. The Alaska OWL project is expected to create over 60 new part-time jobs for local IT support, and Thibodeau confirms that some participating libraries will be required to expand their hours.
For libraries the smaller libraries that are open fewer than 20 hours a week, the requirement will be that they add hours of open time, at least 5 hours.
The Alaska OWL project will be unveiled to library directors and others during a two-day launch meeting that will be held in early December in Anchorage. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.